Hey, let me in. Please? It's like raining really hard out here. Huh? Oh, I'll attract zombies with all this noise. Can you just open the door? If you don't, I'm going to scream. Sure you can. Well, that's kind of rude. Look, I just want to get out of the rain, and then I'll leave, okay? Come on, please?
Hi. Oh, gosh. Thank you. Wait. To put the gun down. Put it down, please. I don't want to die. Well, okay, yeah. I'm kind of dead already, but I still have feelings. That's really mean, you know, thinking that I can't have emotions just because I'm a zombie. Hey, don't give me that look. Why is your eye twitching? What, you don't believe me? Let me guess, you got your master's in zombieism from Romero University. Haven't you ever seen Warm Bodies? You know, romantic comedy zombie flick? And that's my favorite. It was not crap. Ugh, you take that back or I'm gonna eat your brain so fast. kidding. Okay, please, just put the gun down. Yeah, that's right. Like that. Nice and easy. Good human. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a bad joke. Can I come in now, please? Rather not rot out here. Well, yeah, I'm a zombie, obviously, but I'm looking for a place to stay. I don't want any brains, and I'd rather not get my head blown off. Look, I promise I won't attack you. They couldn't move that fast even if I wanted to. See? Thank you. It feels so good to get out of the rain. Now, we really need to talk about your taste in zombie movies. Let me guess. Your favorite was 28 Days Later. Or 28 Weeks Later? Wait, was that the sequel? Fuck. I don't know. I hated him. Why? Because they all end so terribly. So sad. Just like Dawn of the Dead. Ugh. Zombie films are all the same. At least Warm Bodies offered some variety. A shitty chick flick? Oh, I get it. You've gone insane. Yeah, this post-apocalyptic world has clearly made you lose your senses. Go ahead then. Which one do you like best? World War Z. All right. I guess that gets a pass. At least it has a happy ending, you know? Humans being able to fight back against the disease and everything. Maybe your taste isn't that terrible. Warm Bodies was definitely better. And there goes my hand. Well, fuck me with a rifle. Did you just say kinky? God, I can't believe you. You know, that was kind of cute. Yes, cute. Well, I mean, you know, you're kind of cute yourself. In fact, you look good enough to eat. Duh, fuck, wait, it's a figure of speech, I swear. Oh, I can't even flirt anymore. All of my best lines were about nibbling on someone's ear or tasting them, and now using one of those will get my head blown off. Ugh, this is so unfair. Thanks. Oh, okay. I'll just wait here then. Huh. Now this is an interesting place. I wonder if the family that lived here is still alive. Huh. I'd love a house like this for myself. Huh. Oh! You're back. What? Is that a sewing kit? Aw. You're gonna sew my hand back on? That is so sweet. Wait, I have to... What? Wear a gag and have my other hand tied behind my back? Well, now who's being kinky? Come on. I haven't earned your trust yet. Not even a little. Well, I mean, I've stood here chatting about movies with you rather than trying to, I don't know, bite you, scratch you, pin you down, and rip your entrails out? Ah, oh, God. Don't get me started on Shaun of the Dead. It's funny, yeah, but pretty messed up. Although, I guess it has a happy ending. Kind of happy? I mean, everything turns out all right for the world, at least. Please, can't you just trust me? I mean, I know as hot as I am, you might want to try that kinky stuff with me, but I don't know you well enough to trust you with that kind of control over my body. I can trust you with my hand, but my body, well, you know what they say. Once you go zombie, you don't go back. Oh, come on. That was a good one. No, I'm not trying to hit on you. But to be honest, okay, I'll admit it. If I were still alive, I wouldn't mind you, looking in my direction. Okay. Sit down, hold my arm out. I got it. So, tell me, what were you doing before the world went to shit? A doctor? Oh, if my mom was alive, she'd be telling me to hurry up and put a ring on it. Yeah, my mom was just that kind of woman. She wanted me to marry a doctor or a lawyer, someone successful. She didn't think I'd make it in my field. Her greatest aspiration for me involved being a pretty little trophy wife. Oh, well, I love forensics. I wanted to work for the FBI or CSI or, I don't know, Special Victims Unit. I graduated with honors, shoved my degree right in my mother's face, but nope, she was not impressed. Tried to set me up with every wealthy guy that crossed her path. You want to hear the ironic part? Finally got hired. I was so excited. And the very first day I was going to start my job. Yeah, you guessed it. That's when the world went to shit. Life's a bitch, huh? Oh, Mom. suicide. When the outbreak hit, she couldn't take it. Shot herself. I found the body. Oh, don't be sorry. It wasn't a surprise, honestly. Mom was never a very strong person. But hey, I mean, can you really blame anyone who kills themselves after seeing this shit? Oh, you're done already. All right, it still works. How did you do that? Hot wiring nerves. Is that the scientific term for it? You're so weird. So this is what you're doing with your big medical degree now, You're working on a cure. Wait, but you don't... Do you think someone like me could be saved? I mean, yeah, I haven't rotted yet, and I'm pretty much in one piece. Even if my hand is a little... Really? You think you could fix it all? But how close are you, honestly, to discovering a cure? The final ingredient. That's why you're out here. Just you? The rest were too scared? Pussies. Yo, I hope they get turned. I mean, what the hell? You have, what, 80 armed people? And they send the most indispensable member out into infected territory alone? That's ridiculous. You're important. You need to be protected. I mean, fuck. As far as we know, you're the one hope for this messed up world. How far do you need to go? 5 miles, huh? That wouldn't be bad if it wasn't for this apocalypse thing. So that's it then. 5 miles, government facility, and then you've got... What is it you're looking for, exactly? Yeah, I don't know those words. But it's true, then. You have the ingredients, you just need to get to the facility, and that's... That could be... it. The world could be saved. This could be over. Wait, what? This reminds you of something? What is it? Oh, sangria. Oh yeah, I know that one. I saw it too. It's the zombie anime, right? Yeah, that was really good. Maybe this is just my brain starting to rot or something, but do you think, if I'm cured, when I'm cured, we could, maybe, we could, go out on a date? Sometime? You might not want to wait. I mean, that's really sweet of you, but it's not like we can really do anything, intimate. I mean, if I kissed you, for all I know, you'd turn into a zombie, so... And we definitely couldn't, yeah. Martha, wait. Wow, you're so sweet. My name. I don't remember. I know, it sounds crazy, but, side effect of the virus, I guess. New one? I don't know. Screw it. Why don't you name me? No, I'm sure any name you come up with will be perfect. Love? Rose? Cuddle bunny? No. Come on, stop. Those are pet names, you jerk. If I had a pulse, my face would be so red right now. Stop. Oh, stop laughing or I'll bite you. Hey, you didn't raise the gun this time. So that means you trust me. You trust me. Aw, baby. Wait, does this mean I can use my pickup lines again? Oh, hell yeah. I'm gonna dig into you with these smooth lines every single day. You know that, right? Oh, yeah. You know, you'd better have that cure on hand already. Oh, that's right. You're so cute, you know? Once I sink my teeth into you, I won't be letting go.